Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today, as I have my friend Brianna Sistrunk from Colbert County, and she is Mrs. Alabama 2025. Always glad to have you, Brianna, to share your message, your story. The last time we talked, you were about to head to Las Vegas and compete. How did that go for you?
It was a lot of fun. By the way, thank you for having me again. It's always good to see you and catch up with you.
Absolutely.
Vegas was fun. We competed for that. I did not make top 15, which is how you move on to go forward within the competition. But all the women, literally, I have nothing but the best things to say about them. They were incredible women doing incredible things. I'm talking like people that worked in the White House. There were women that one was a cop. Like those were the women. And I was overwhelmed. Like, oh, wow, these resumes precede them. Oh, wow. They were incredible. But it was a great time.
And I'm sure there are people that you met there that you have friendships that will last a long time.
Yes, absolutely. One that sticks out to me, I'm super close with. Her name is Lacey. She was Mrs. West Virginia. She made top three, and she is just as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside. She just gave up her crown. So we give up our crown after a year of reign. I still have 3 months left in mine, but she just recently gave hers up last weekend. And I'm telling you, the woman that comes after her has huge, incredible shoes to fill, because she is one amazing woman. And that's only one of the amazing women that I got close with. Arizona, Alaska, Pennsylvania. Like, there's so many girls that I still talk to. So
that's incredible. As part of your initiative with Project Crown, you're serving as a literary ambassador during Read Across America Week, which is coming up.
Yep.
You're encouraging elementary students to become royal readers through imagination, positivity, and storytelling. Let's talk about your journey there with your heart for children and how you're using this platform to create reading opportunities that help students win.
Yes. So I am honored to be a part of this and be an ambassador for this Project Crown, because so Mrs. Georgia American, Shanita, is who reached out to me. She is the CEO of this that curated this program for us to be a part of. But it's very special to my heart because I have, like I spoke about the last time I was here, children of my own. So the fun thing for me is I'm going to get to read to one of my daughter's classes and a lot of the classes within the school that they attend. And that's important to me because we know reading is fundamental. That's something that we teach children from a young age, and it takes them throughout life with everything that they do. So it's very special to my heart, and I'm very invested in making sure that children learn to read. But to get to do it with my family involved is so, so special to me. Very special.
Let's go back to your roots in Colbert County.
Okay.
And the influences that you had, teachers, educators, mm-hmm. and now having an opportunity to carry this platform with you to schools, to elementary students. I'm sure that resonates with maybe your own history being mm-hmm. in school.
Yeah. Being in school, I remember there's definitely teachers that stand out to me that I had that helped me, you know, like you're saying, in elementary and high school, and they were influential in where I am today. And even like the direction that I took, there was a teacher I had, Mrs. Pynchon, and Mrs. Pynchon, I will never forget her because she was so adamant about, like, she would pull me aside and be like, Bree, you're going to do amazing things. You know, like, just really pour life into me. So I feel like being an ambassador for this program, this reading program, and getting to do Read Across America Week with the kids, I hope to be that influential person in one of these babies' lives where they're like, I met her and she was somebody that like I took along that I remembered going through life, and she read to us. And that special token of knowing that you were influential in a child's life is like crazy to me. It's very special. But I've definitely had my own experiences growing up and teachers that poured life into me, and I hope to do the same.
As we think about your platform overall, how has faith, family, or community influenced the way you approach this year of service?
Oh, it's everything to me. Faith, family, the top two things for me, being a Mrs. Alabama, so that means I'm married and I have children. My husband, my children are everything to me, and my faith is just as much, means everything, if not more to me. And everything that I do, I like to make sure that is a reflection of Christ in all that I do. I'm very adamant about that, and being someone that is a light in a room of darkness. So with my reign, I've tried to be intentional about the things that I take on and making sure that I'm reflecting him in all that I do. And then with like things like this and being a reading ambassador, I'm getting to involve my children, still my family. I take them along in different events that I do. My 3-year-old is usually normally with me. He's with his dad today, but I'll take him along. And I just feel like it's important for them to see their mom chasing after their dreams so that I can instill in them that your dreams, your goals, your achievements don't have to have a specific date on them. You don't have to have everything accomplished at a certain age. It doesn't matter what age you are or what stage you are in life. I truly believe that God has placed purpose on all of us. And it doesn't matter where you're at in life. If he wants you to fulfill it, you have what it takes to fulfill it. And I believe we were all created for a purpose with purpose. So my faith and my family, that's the number one thing for me during my reign.
Where does the vision for Project Crown come from?
I believe her, Shanita's vision is just to get reading across schools. I mean, we know that now more than ever, we have access to so much that there's really no excuse that kids don't know how to read, but that's actually the case. If you're looking at statistics, not as many kids and elementary students are reading at the level that they should be. And I think her vision for that was to make sure that we are ambassadors to help, you know, raise that statistic and help kids learn and make it fun for them so that they enjoy it. You know, nobody likes to just sit down and be like this. But if you're engaging with them using imagination, that's where the crowns come in, which she was so sweet to. She gave us all crowns that we can give our kids when we read to them so they can feel like royalty and be kings and queens as well. And I think that's something, an element that they'll remember and take with them too. And when they're reading their book, they can sit there and read, have the crown on their head and feel like I'm a royal person because I know how to read. Like, I just think that is her vision for that is so precious. And I'm truly honored that she asked me to be a part of this.
Project Crown stands for Creating Reading Opportunities to Win Now.
Yeah.
Break that down for us. What does win now mean for a child?
To me, winning now for a child is winning through reading, learning, you know, overcoming new obstacles and words you may have not known, putting sentences together, learning how to use your imagination to apply that to your fundamentals of putting words together, sounding them out. Like, that's, you're winning when you're learning, in my opinion. And so I think that these children are winning just because they're learning more and they're learning to do new things that they may have not known before.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Brianna Sistrunk. She is the reigning Mrs. Alabama 2025. Glad to have her here on the Mark White Show as we talk about the Read Across America program, which is coming up next week. Children across Alabama through Project Crown and her work as literary ambassador. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more about this effort with Brianna and what she's going to do, the impact that's going to be made next week. Will you stick with me, Brianna?
Yes, absolutely.
You're going to have to. You're in the seats here in coronation. So, all right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my privilege right now to have Mrs. Alabama with us, Brianna Sistrunk from Colbert County, Alabama. And Brianna, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
So we're talking about Read Across America,
right?
Coming up next week, yes. An important week for kids, for children to enhance their reading ability, to really focus and highlight the impact it can make when a child learns to read and carry them throughout their life.
Right.
Education. There's no way we're going to make it without it, right?
Right.
So we've had people that influenced us in our lives, teachers. You mentioned a teacher, Miss Pinchon.
Yes.
Was an influence for you.
Yes.
When you were in school. So we definitely give all of our respect right now to those teachers who are in the trenches right now working with
Absolutely.
Students, trying to educate them.
Yeah.
Now you have Project Crown,
yes,
this effort that's coming up.
Yes.
What's most exciting about that for you?
I think what's most exciting is just getting to be with kids and helping them to learn. I love children. I have three of my own, but also I just have a heart for them. I'm actually a sub within Madison City Schools, so I get to substitute teach sometimes as well. So just being, children fill my heart. Like, they fill my cup. I love being around them. But getting to be in an environment where I get to help teach them to learn something they're going to carry with them throughout life, I'm excited about that. I truly am very excited. And I'll be going, one of the classes I'll get to visit next week and read to is my daughter's kindergarten class. And the sweetness and the preciousness of this kindergarten class, I can't even describe how excited I am to be around them again. Every time I'm with them, it's such a joy. It's so much fun. Of course, my baby girl is in there as well, but they're just as precious. All of them are just as precious as my daughter. So it truly is like exciting and an honor. And they're just like, when I come in there, I've gotten to come to their class a couple times before with the full sash and crown on. They're all like, oh, Mrs. Strong, she's a princess. And it's the sweetest thing. But the surprise I have, which I talked about earlier, is that I'll have crowns for them as well. So it's going to be so fun. That's what I'm looking forward to, just being around them.
And what do you hope these children feel when they see you? I know that you've now laid out how the kids have responded to you. I know your daughter's going to be excited in kindergarten. Now, my daughter in sixth grade should be more embarrassed if I come.
Yeah.
But in kindergarten, that's a good age
yeah.
to be excited about mom coming.
Right.
So what do you hope they feel when they see you?
I hope that they feel excitement. I hope that they feel excited to read, to learn to read, to read books, you know, excited about reading, because that's the goal, is to be excited about reading. So I hope that they, in their minds, correlate me with that, because that's special as well. And just someone that can help guide them when they see me. I just hope they feel that, like, that's someone that I look up to in regarding helping me to get, you know, further in studies or whatever the case may be. I just hope I can be a positive role model in some way in their lives.
And what does it mean, Brianna, to be a royal reader?
A royal reader is just someone who takes the initiative and the time to spend time reading in general, getting to, like I talked about earlier, learning more sentences, more words. They're little at this age. And then the ones that do know how to read, just expanding their vocabulary, getting to read on a higher level, and being royal. Because again, we're all kings and queens. That's just a little fun thing we put in there. It's just getting them to use their imagination as well, because that's important. And that also helps expand their desire to read and to read more and to delve into more books. And so being a royal reader is just someone who is excited about reading.
And you have an opportunity to speak with teachers and administrators before this happens.
Yeah.
What's the excitement level you're getting from them?
Oh, they're so excited. I was at my daughter's school this week and I had reached out and they were like, yes, come read. When do you want to read? Come on. And then I have a friend that is, she homeschools her daughter, but they have a co-op. And so she was excited to reach out to their director as well to have me come and just to see like how everybody's like, instantly, this is incredible. Let's do it. Let's get you in. The response to me was actually like surprising. I thought I was going to have to jump through hurdles and all of that to, you know, just to be in the classroom. But they're like, please, come on. What time do you want to come? Like, the response has been so crazy. And it's so, I don't know, it's overwhelming, but it's awesome. It's really awesome.
Can you give us an example, maybe a story of a child that you interacted with and you felt the impact of what you're doing?
Oh, definitely. That would be actually when I was at the Trash Panda Stadium for an event. And there were a lot of kids at that event that I did, and they were coming up to me. But there was one little girl that sticks out in my mind in particular, and absolutely beautiful girl. Beautiful, beautiful girl. And I was like, you are so beautiful. Do you not know how beautiful you are? And her mom was like, no, she doesn't. And she's like, she's a little shy. And I'm the opportunity that I had to pour life into this little girl, because I truly don't think she realized who she is. And that's one thing I am so very intentional about, is pouring life into people, especially when they don't realize their worth. And just getting that opportunity to pour life into her and let her recognize her value, that I will never forget that. And I'm telling you, Mark, this little girl was just stunning. Just this beautiful, beautiful, she had a beautiful light about her, well-spoken. And I'm like, I pray that I left some type of impact to where she knows who she is, her worth, her value, and that she's confident in that. because as soon as she realizes that, she'll be unstoppable. So, yeah, I'll never forget that interaction.
And that's the perfect segue to the next question, because so many children deal with confidence issues for whatever reason. Could be home life. It could be other things that happen. But as we think about the confidence level, how do you believe storytelling and imagination have an impact on that to increase their confidence, to make them feel stronger and more powerful?
I truly believe those are tools to help them feel more comfortable. Even when I have a third grader, and when we were originally teaching her how to read, that was one thing that she was lacking. She knew the words, she knew what it said, but she wasn't confident in it. And so we knew that it was important to cheer her on and be like, "London, you've got it. You've got it." Because she, you could literally see the difference between, you know, just letting her do it versus cheering her on and instilling that confidence that you do know what you're doing. And so when we're in the classroom, storytelling, using your imagination, it's just helping them feel more comfortable to know and instill that confidence in themselves. You do know what you're doing, you know, make it fun for them so that they enjoy it and they realize that they can be confident. I do know this word. I do know these sentences. So I have personal experience with that because we've done that with my daughter. So, yeah.
For educators listening right now, what does a visit from Mrs. Alabama look like?
So I'll just be going into the classroom, reading a story. Sometimes educators will have stories picked out or I'll get to bring them. The teachers I'm working with next week, they're more relaxed. They're letting me bring in whatever books I want to, you know, read. So I'm going to read with them. I'm going to explain to the kids how they're all royalty when we learn how to read. I'll have crowns for them. We're going to just kind of go back and forth and make it fun and engaging. I'll be able to engage with them, ask them questions about the book that I'm reading and let them answer as well. And just try to make it fun. I'm all about fun. I like to think I'm a fun person in general. But
so schools that may be listening right now, some administrators, teachers, how can they bring Project Crown to their school?
So they can bring Project Crown to their school. All they have to do is reach out. I'm more than happy. You can speak with me. I'm more than happy to answer any questions. More than willing to go to any schools that fit in my schedule. So just shoot me an email or phone call, either one. It's quite easy.
And obviously it's a different world today than it was, say, 20 years ago,
right,
where there's a lot of screen time,
right,
as opposed to book time. And you can have book time on screen time. Yeah. You have to be able to navigate that pretty well and keep your focus.
Right.
But the scrolling,
yep,
that happens and not really dedicated to a book,
yeah,
a story. When we think about the impact of that, let's talk to parents right now about protecting time for books.
Right. Yes. So I'm someone who I've always loved carrying books. Like, you know, we at one point transitioned to books being on our phones, but I still love a hard copy of an actual book. I think it's important because there's just something different about it than having it on a screen. I know with children and tablets and all of that, I do think there's importance in separating that time. Granted, you can read books now on the tablets, but I think there does need to be like a differentiation, just because it's more helpful to them to like kind of calm their mind and focus on what they're doing when it comes to reading. Whereas there are other distractions when you're on a tablet. You can pull up music now. You can do things, pull up more than one screen. And I know because I've seen my daughters do it, they have tablets. And so I'm intentional about making sure, no, let's put the tablet down. Let's go read a book. We're going to read for this a lot amount of time. And then you can go back to the tablet. Or you can have time where you read a book and then you can also read one aloud on the tablet. You know, it's important to me as a parent to make sure that there is a differentiation, because it does help with their learning when you can focus on this one thing and not be distracted by the a million other things going on with the tablet time.
When this year is over, the rain is done, what do you hope your legacy will be as Mrs. Alabama?
Man, That's an impactful one. Well, that's a good word choice that I just used. I pray that my reign was impactful in some way, that it was impactful, that if you came across me at any point, that I led or left a legacy of kindness, for one. That's very important to me. I'm so intentional about being kind to everyone, but also that there's something that I said that stuck out to you that'll last you a lifetime in a positive way. Like, that's such an important thing to me, because I truly do, again, like to reflect Christ in all that I do. And I pray that in some way, even if it was just a hello, that you saw something in me that was reflective of him.
If there's a little girl in Colbert County right now who has dreams of wearing a crown, what would you tell that little girl?
I think I would tell her that to follow her dreams, follow her heart, and that she can do it. I would just instill that confidence in her and knowing that if this is a goal and dream that you've set for yourself, then I would go after it. There's nothing stopping you. And of course, pray and let God lead you in what he's calling you to do. But there's really nothing that can keep you from that goal and that dream other than yourself. So I would just make sure to instill that confidence in her that she can do it. And if you set out to do something, you absolutely can accomplish it.
Brianna, how can someone reach out or connect?
You can reach me on, I'm on socials, I'm on Facebook, I am on Instagram, Brianna Sistrunk. I'm also on the Mrs. Alabama America socials. We have an Instagram and a Facebook page, so you can find me there. Everything under me is Brianna Sistrunk or Brianna Lynn underscore four times or Mrs. Alabama America.
Brianna, I want to thank you again for taking time to join me here on the Mark White Show, and especially today as we think about Read Across America coming up and Project Crown and being a literary ambassador through Project Crown. You're obviously reminding children that their imagination matters, confidence matters, and reading can open doors that nothing else can.
Right.
This is very important. So if you're an educator or school administrator and would like to connect with Brianna about bringing Project Crown to your school, your campus, be sure to reach out and learn more about how your students can become royal readers. Thank you again, Brianna Sistrunk, for joining me here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.